countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
It's really hard to explain how important social dancing and country music gigs are in parts of this country. These gigs are where people mix and match, where they celebrate the good days and find a welcome distraction in hard times. But like many of the great social institutions of Irish life, social dancing and country music have had to be put on ice as we cope with the COVID-19 pandemic. At the heart of this scene are two young women from Tyrone who join me this morning, Cleona Hagan and Shauna McStravick. You're both very welcome.
Thank you,
Hi, Marty. Thanks for having us.
How are you?
We're delighted to have you. I got to know you separately and individually, and only the last couple of days I discovered you're neighbours.
Yes, we actually went to primary school together. Yep. So we did.
Yeah. Really?
School friends, yeah.
But the funny thing is, Shauna now lives in Sligo, but even when we were close at home, everyone goes their separate ways. So even you don't really see each other that much.
No,
so when we saw each other today, the first thing that we wanted to do was run and give each other a hug. But obviously we can't even do that anymore.
No, we can't. No, unfortunately, yeah.
So was music always important? Where in County Tyrone are you from?
Ballanderry,
yes. So we're your local parish, Marty.
Local parish, right. So was music very important in the family?
Well, both of
families.
Us, yeah, both definitely. Families. We would be very musical, both, I'd say, yeah. Absolutely.
My two older sisters, they also sang as well. So when we were younger, we always would have, you know, sang in chapels and we'd done a lot of weddings and it was great. We just loved it. Music was 100% part of our families.
And obviously country music is very strong in certain parts of the country and Tyrone in particular.
Absolutely. Mm. I find even from a lot of, you know, places and events I've been at, people come up and say, my gosh, there's some great singers from County Tyrone, like you, Philomena, Dominic Kerwin, Brian Cole. So many great legends have come from our part of the world. And I don't know if it's something in the water, Cleona.
I was just going to say that.
I don't know what it is, but it's just great because we're very blessed to have great musicians and
to look
singers.
Up to follow and hopefully leave a few footprints herself.
Absolutely. Yep. Your aunt was a great singer as well, wasn't
That's
she?
That's right, Marty. My aunt sang me many years ago. She was Jolene in Country Flavour. So she would have been in the band scene in Ireland, toured a lot, obviously Scotland, England, Wales as well. For maybe 17 years she was in the band. And I suppose that was one of my big influences growing up was her, you know, from the country music scene. And as I said, also my mum's side of the family was very musical. My grandmother actually had 18 children. So...
Sorry?
18 children.
Your grandmother?
My grandmother on my mum's side had 18 children. And my dad's side, there's 7. So... such a huge family I come from and both very musical. So, as a story I have to tell. My grandmother, 18. So
I'm even tired, you know, even thinking 18 children. I come from only children down the line.
I know. So my mom's side was very, like I suppose, Irish folk. And my dad's side a lot, you know, more towards the country. So I suppose I got different genres, you know, growing up. But I suppose the country music's always been there. But yeah, I'm blessed that I've had a very musical family on both sides.
Now, you're both performers, but it must be strange. Here we are Saturday morning. I mean, Friday night, Saturday night would be your busy time. So what's it like trying to be a singer, a musician in the middle of this pandemic for you?
It's,
for both of you.
It's very, as you said, very, very strange. I remember I was actually releasing the very first song I'd ever written and it was called Thank You Mother and lockdown just happened. So the first time I actually got to perform it was on my Facebook Lives, which I've been doing every Sunday since. And it's very scary. There's a lot of people out there, a lot of other businesses in the exact same position. We don't want to be going out there to put other people at risk. You know, we're just so thankful for everyone that comes and watches us. Country music is such an important, I really believe it's such an important way of life for the Irish people. It really does bring people together. It's not only the music, it goes hand in hand with dancing. It's very strange. I hope, I pray to God, everything does go back to some sort of normality. When that will happen, we don't know. Our gigs have just been pulled just like that. And I really do miss, you know, it's great doing Facebook Lives every Sunday, but I really miss getting on that stage. There's no better feeling.
Absolutely, yeah. I agree.
It is, I mean, when you have that talent and it's recognised and acknowledged and you can see people responding, whether it is dancing or smiling or whatever, it is strange. Have you found comfort, Cleona, in prayer?
Yes, we would be a religious household, and you know, I remember my granny, God rest her soul, she always would have told me, you know, Cleona, make sure you say your prayers at night, and I would always pray to those that have gone, that we have lost, and you know, every night, I pray that, please God, help me, you know, do the right thing in life, help me keep on the right road. Please help those that are suffering through these horrendous times right now. You know, and that really for me gives me so much comfort, you know.
Mm. And Shauna, I know that you released a charity single as your COVID project.
I did.
Love, Shine a Light. What kind of response did you get?
Marty, it's been absolutely unbelievable. I have to say, I'm so thankful for, you know, I suppose for me personally, my mum works in the front lines. So I've seen how difficult these times have been, especially, you know, for me, actually, I wasn't able even to see her. But obviously listening to what she was going through and the conditions of working in that environment.
She's a nurse, isn't she?
And yeah. To give something back is what I wanted to do. So I suppose I reached out to people from all different walks of life. You know, I had asked people within the music industry, like the likes of, you know, even some of the local footballers close to home as well, like Mickey Hart, obviously, the Tyrone manager, and different people got involved in the video, of the making of the video. And luckily, as soon as I released it, it went to number one in the country chart.
So really? I didn't know that.
Yeah,
well done.
I was so happy and delighted. And as I say, Love Shine a Light, it was just a song that I always loved. And I thought it, to shed some light on what we're all going through and experiencing at the minute and these difficult times. And obviously, the reason behind it was to raise awareness and to give something back then to help raise funds for the NHS and the HSE. So it's still available for download. I'm going to get the plug in. Anyone wants to download it, please do.
She's a businesswoman as well.
It's available on all media platforms, Spotify and all the rest, iTunes. So yeah, I have to say I'm so thankful, and thanks to all the listeners and everyone who has downloaded it so far. It's great.
And rumour has it, I've sources in County Mayo, you were climbing Croagh-Patrick recently.
I was climbing the Holy Mountain, yes. I'm a very religious person myself. Last Sunday, I actually, I suppose all these staycations that's going on at the moment, I had a lovely visit to Westport and went and climbed Croagh-Patrick, something I always wanted to do, Marty. Mm. And obviously it was a great hike and got to the top, beautiful scenery. But on the way down, unfortunately, I had a little tumble and fell. So hurt the knee. So I'll not be dancing for a little while.
You're falling for me again.
Always, Marty, always. But I had a great time, and obviously then I hurt myself. But yeah, it was just unfortunate coming down, I fell. And
so joking,
it must be because I come in to see you, I knew I was falling again. That was it.
Well, joking aside, thank you for the compliment. How it's your knee, isn't it?
It's my knee, yeah. I've torn ligaments. So they said plenty of rest for a couple of weeks and a little bit of physio after that. So as I said to Cleona, I mightn't be on Dancing in the Stars just yet. It might be a while. I'll have to wait a bit more. But yeah, so hopefully we'll get back on track soon. But it hasn't stopped me singing.
No, well, that thanks be to God. I mean, have you found over the last couple of months time long? Or have you developed other hobbies to distract? Or is it just you doing your Facebook live on a Sunday night? You producing your new single?
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, Marty, I tried to bake.
Really?
Oh, my goodness. And I tried to bake a pavlova. And let's just say, my mother has told me she will never eat pavlova again. Nor will she even eat eggs. It was inedible. It was disgusting. It didn't set right. When I opened the fridge, let's just say the smell wasn't that nice.
That's nice, right. Okay.
So yeah, I tried that. Didn't go too good now. But yeah, I've been trying to, you know, just keep some sort of routine. Otherwise, I'm not going to lie, the first few weeks, it was like a Saturday every day. I didn't get out of bed till I'd say 11, 12. And I was like, right, Cleona, I need to catch myself on and do something. So just outside, walking, trying to write more music and I do look at the news, but I try not to look at it too much. I'm being ignorant to it. It's just that it just scares me and it just brings me down a bit. So I'm trying to keep positive whichever way I can, you know. So
okay, we're not going to Hagen's house for pavlova, Shauna.
Are you sure, Marty?
I'll bake you a cake, Marty. Come to my house.
Okay, I'm going. Sorry, she wins. I'm going to Shauna's house.
You're more than welcome, Cleona. Come as well.
Well, unfortunately, that's almost all we have for you this week on Countrywide. Today's programme was produced by Eileen Herron. Anne-Marie Donlan was our broadcast coordinator, and Kieran Cullen was on sound. Stay Stay tuned for playback after the 9 o'clock news here on Radio 1. Until I talk to you again, bye-bye and thank you so much for listening. Now, Cleona and Sean are being two friends of mine, and for our listeners who are still snoozing in bed, we're going to sing them something soft and gentle. So, Cleona Hagen and Sean McStravick, it's over to you.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountain, Shenandoah River. Life is older, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, blowing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. In West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home, country roads.
All my memories get around her, miner's lady, stranger to the water. Dark and dusty, painted on the sky, misty taste of moonshine, teardrops in my eyes.
Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home. Country roads. I hear a voice in the morning as she calls me. Radio reminds me of my home far away. And driving down the road, I get a feeling I should have been home yesterday. Yesterday, country roads. Take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home. Country roads,
country roads,
take me home to the place. Virginia, mountain mama, take me home. Country roads,
country roads,
take me home to the place.